Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home. It's a project our team still can't stop talking about, our design of a modern model home atop a mountain here in the Salt Lake Valley. This home was so much fun to design. Our client was a dream, and we are so proud of how it turned out. Today, I'm going behind the design of Project Modern Model. Hey guys, I'm jumping in for a minute to tell you about today's sponsor, Stagg Design. Stagg Design gives you beautiful products you can mix and match effortlessly to create your perfect home. Use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. At Stagg Design, we believe home is what we make it. You can find us at stagdesignshop.com. That's Stagg with two G's. Welcome to Heart of the Home, everyone. We are so excited to dive into this project and share some of the nitty-gritty details that went into our design decisions for this very stunning model home. Yep, you heard us right. It's a model home. This home is currently for sale. So our client wanted us to design a home that looked lived in and comfortable, yet nobody lives there. So that was a challenge, and it took some thinking outside of the box. Let's start with the style of the home. It's definitely a modern home, but we wanted it to feel very inviting, and that is what guided all of our design decisions. We went with warm woods and leathers, different textures that warmed up what could otherwise have been maybe a cold space. A warmer gray in the kitchen for the cabinets set the tone in there, and we added in more wood and leather to warm it up even more. The home has amazing wood ceiling accents. You can, of course, check out all the photos of this home over on stagg-design.com. There's also a video tour to go along with it. We're going to be sharing space after space after space over the next few weeks, but trust me when I say this is one of the most beautiful homes that we've worked on. We wanted it to feel new and fresh. So I wanted to share a little bit about what it's like to design for a model home, a staging, instead of a client. There's a lot of pros and cons. With a model home, we could do pretty much whatever we wanted. So I came up with an ideal family scenario that would live in this home. Maybe ideal is not the right word. An imaginary family. I came up with an imaginary family to live in my home. So the imaginary family had a couple, a little baby boy, and a little girl. So we set the house up that way. So the nursery is kind of staged for a little boy, though it is a bit gender neutral. It has blues and a little bit of green. It has a narwhal, which I felt like was a must. It feels very sophisticated and fresh, even though it's for a child, which is my favorite way to do a child's room. We also put some toys in there that, you know, if the little boy was living in that home, that it would feel comfortable like he was actually living there. In the little girl's room, kind of the same thing. I even went so far as to find a modern dollhouse that I felt like was reminiscent of the style of the house so that whichever little girl lived there could sit down and play with the dolls and pretend that it was her house. It just was such a fun touch for me. I also added some more whimsical touches like the birds that are in there. I felt like they were just very sweet, the little swans. Yeah, that's kind of how we went around the whole home, was just imagining that this family lived there, and that helped guide our decisions. You know, when you're working with a client who actually lives in their house, the pros are that there's a lot to pull from. You know, you can use things from other parts of their home. You can interview them and ask them a lot of questions about their personal preferences. And that's helpful. It's also kind of hard sometimes to incorporate something that, you know, budget-wise just has to be kept in the house. Maybe they can't splurge and get a brand new sofa, or maybe there's something that's really sentimental to a family that they really want to include in a home. And it's a challenge to sometimes think about how that can work in the new fresh space. But, you know, so there's pros and cons both ways. We didn't have anything else to pull from. So we literally had to bring in every single thing to go in this home, which was both fun and kind of daunting. So that's kind of the pros and cons of working with a client versus a home that nobody lives in that's just being staged. The reason I feel like this home does feel a little bit lived in is it's all in the details, right? Like I was talking about the dollhouse, but also in the office, we used vintage books to sort of give it that soul that we were looking for rather than having everything brand new. We also used a lot of vintage rugs in the home, which again, I think makes it feel soulful and sophisticated and lived in rather than just having everything brand new with the tags on it. It has a really large family room. And I knew it was going to take a lot of furniture to fill up this family room. And at first, the client was like, really? We need that much? Can't we just do like one sofa and two chairs? And I was like, no, because the windows in that room are so grand. The views are amazing. And I wanted whoever was looking at this home to come in and feel like they could immediately sit down, relax, look at the view, entertain it. I wanted it to encourage conversation. So a tip for when you're designing a really big space like that is that you really need to have enough furniture. We did two large dueling sofas. That means that they're two sofas that go across from each other. They're not identical. We did different sofas. You can do identical, but I just wanted it to feel a little bit more relaxed and lived in than that. So we did dueling sofas and we did dueling chairs as well. A lot of times people are hesitant to put seating right in front of the fireplace, but I tell you what, that is always the most comfortable place in the house, right in front of the fireplace. Flip on the fire, curl up with a good book and a blanket. I promise people will gravitate towards sitting in front of a fireplace, so don't be nervous to do that. The artwork choices were very important to the client. He's kind of an art connoisseur. So we went with an original piece of artwork above the master bed. It's by an artist named Ellie Pack. It was a big ticket item. It was expensive, but it's breathtaking. And I really feel like it sets such a pretty mood and tone. It's very calming and soothing. And I feel like it's just a showstopper in the master bedroom. Now, our pillows from Stag Design, we just started doing extra large lumbars. They're huge. And in a master bedroom, especially a modern bedroom, you don't need a gazillion pillows on the bed. Sometimes all you need is one really big statement pillow. So it just worked perfectly. We used it in the Chase plaid in the dusty pink color. And I just feel like it is just the perfect combination with the pillow and the artwork. It's beautiful. So all of our patterns actually, I believe, come in those extra large lumbar sizes. We also have them. That's a king size. I would probably do that on a king size bed or you could even do it on a couch on a really long sofa. But we also have one size smaller than that that works really well on queen and full beds. And then we have our regular 16 by 26 that works well as well. So new sizes to check out over on Stag Design. Okay, the rest of the bedrooms and, of course, the couches and the entryway, we loaded up with all of our Stag Design pillows. One of the things I love very most about our line, our Stag Design Shop line, is that the pillows just mix and match perfectly everywhere. So they're versatile. They can go in any style of home, in a ton of different spaces, a million different combinations, and we put them all over the home. And I just think they work perfectly, especially the little girl's room has one of my favorite current combinations with the broom, the pink broom, and then also the Anna floral. I just feel like it's such a pretty palette. Okay. And that is some of the ideas that kind of went into designing Project Modern Model. Of course, head over to stag-design.com to see the space. We're going to be rolling it out over the next few weeks. And there's also going to be a lot of video and beautiful photos. So I hope you love this space as much as we do. If you're interested in working with us, we are accepting clients for 2019. Our team puts a lot of love into every single one of our client projects. We're going to link you up in the show notes where you can go and shoot us an email, tell us more about your project, and figure out if we're a good fit. Big or small, new or old, we love it all. Thank you so much for listening, and we'd love to work with you. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.